office. And they'll all be in here. We're going over this whole damn thing again. We'll go over every Republican that's a possibility of any kind.
How many do you count now?
Republicans? 10.
Well, we had 12. Two of them have left us again.
Well, hell, you know, there are a couple of them that you get various reports on. But we felt this morning when we broke up our meeting at just before 12 o'clock that we were talking 198. A couple of them said, well, 197. And I said, well, listen, let's just agree it's 197 or 198. We've got a hell of a problem here. We've got to worry totally about attendance. Every single northern, western, at this moment, non-southern congressional office is being checked by my staff. The report will be available to me at 3 o'clock. Every single office is being checked on attendance for today, tomorrow, through Friday. And we will have those that we have to chase on any kind of attendance. We got Dick Bowling back, and he's, of course, happy as hell. This morning in time to vote on that rule.
How much did he, what rule?
We have the rule on this meat amendment.
Yeah.
And so I talked to Dick.
How much did he win by?
He won 2-1. He won about 50 to 25, something like that. He's happy as a pig in manure. And now we've checked out Tennessee again off my conversation with you, and we're just positive and as we can be that everyone is in order and everyone will be here.
That's every city?
Absolutely.
Where did the report get out?
I don't know. That report, Bill, I think, told me or told Henry this morning that he had gotten that from Bill Doherty. And God, there just can't be anything to it unless Fats is just the biggest goddamn liar that ever walked. And he's always been a solid guy with us. And Christ, he's the fellow that even volunteered to be the scoutmaster. And we've got the plane, he's got the schedule, everything is in order. Ross Bass called in here at 1 a.m. this morning and said that he was positively going to be here to vote, no matter what the hell happened Thursday. And so, you know, things that are coming along pretty good. Our problem is we'd like to pick up 5 to 10 more, frankly, 10.
What about McMillan, South Carolina?
Well, McMillan of South Carolina, Benson and Landrum, we're going to talk to him. And the list I just gave you, we sort of set up a little priority list for today's effort. These are the guys that we felt we ought to zero in on totally today in every way possible before they got firmed against us anymore. Any more than they are. They're floating. Now, Bill tells me that Tiger Teague has to be considered a question mark now.
Yeah, I think so.
And that came up after this meeting. So, on the Republicans, the speaker to talk to our Republican whip, unofficial, Okonski. And there was a variance of a couple of names between his list and ours. But the fact of the matter is that he's counting a fifth guy in Pennsylvania that we can't count as yet. He was counting Syl Conney. I just won't count him as yet. I talked to Conney yesterday. I'll be talking to him again. He's nervous as hell. They've got him under the gun. He wants to vote with us, and so we'll just have to keep at him. And he was counting Brad Morris, and I told the speaker I didn't think Okonski could count Brad Morris until we get our report from Meany. And I told B. Mueller that he knows about this meeting at 3 o'clock, and I'm awfully glad you asked them to send their outfit back here. Christ, they're running with some of the substitutes here.
Okay.
All right, Mr.
You let me know afterwards.
Listen, incidentally, I thought it was damn good last night.
Thank you, Larry.
Damn good.
All right.